from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 9th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. 27 Metpurish e-moped ends your parking woes with a folding wheel. So I was looking into this new e-moped from Augment called the 360. It's basically designed to make city commutes more convenient, especially for people who live in apartments or have limited parking options. The key feature here is that it has a folding wheel, which allows it to easily roll into an elevator or a small space. This is supposed to make it a lot easier to store and transport, which is great for people who are tired of dealing with parking headaches. The 360 is an e-moped, which means it's got an electric motor and can reach speeds of up to 27 miles per hour. It's not a scooter per se, but more like a small motorcycle, and it's designed for urban use. The company claims it's perfect for short trips around the city, and the folding wheel feature makes it super portable. I'm not sure how well it'll hold up in real-world use, but the design looks pretty sleek and functional. It's definitely an interesting solution to the parking problem, and it could be a game-changer for people who live in densely populated areas. Next, second, from Monga Bay. This is what's working: Indigenous leaders on environment solutions in their communities. In the Peruvian Amazon, Indigenous farmers are pushing back against the idea of agroforestry systems that only plant a few crops with some trees. Instead, they're showing that a diverse forest garden with dozens of species can be a more effective way to sustain their families and communities. Heriberto Guerra, a farmer in the town of Lamas, has been doing this for a decade and says it's what's working for him. He emphasises the importance of planting the right crops, in the right way, near the right plants, so that if one crop fails, others can make up for it. This approach has attracted wildlife and researchers, and it's not just about sustainability, it's also about preserving traditional knowledge and practices. Indigenous leaders from around the world are sharing their experiences and insights on biodiversity conservation and climate solutions, highlighting the importance of community-led initiatives and traditional practices. Some of the strategies being used include restoring degraded lands, promoting traditional foods, and implementing sustainable land use practices. These efforts are not just about environmental conservation, but also about preserving cultural heritage and promoting community resilience. One of the key takeaways is that there is no one-size-fits-all solution to environmental challenges. What works in one community may not work in another, and it's essential to listen to and learn from Indigenous leaders who are already working on the ground. Overall, this approach emphasises the importance of community-led initiatives, traditional knowledge, and sustainable practices in addressing environmental challenges. Up next, third, from the Forbidden Files, the neuroscience of your mood, why it swings, and what it's telling you. The claims draw on decades of neuroscience and meta-analyses linking dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and then. Fourth, from Science Alert. A simple change to sleep directly boosts academic performance, study reveals. Sleep is the panacea of our time. A vast and growing body of research shows that when we get good sleep, good things happen inside our bodies. When we don't get good sleep, though, the opposite can occur, with poor sleep linked to all kinds of health problems. And it's not just our health that's hurt by a lack of sleep. In recent times, multiple studies have investigated the effects poor sleep has on adolescents, with many finding better sleep can improve students' overall well-being, while suggesting a lack of it might impact young people's academic grades. Next, fifth, from Inverse Science. 65 dope things. Under $20 that are super practical. I've pulled together a quick run-through of the most useful under $20 finds, so you can skim them in a minute. First up are a few kitchen helpers, a cowboy boot-shaped butter spreader that lets you push out just the right amount of butter without a mess, and a glass soap dispenser that gives a sleek look while letting you see how much soap is left. Both are tiny upgrades that feel surprisingly satisfying. For a little self-care, there's a sloth-themed cooling cap that you freeze and then rest on your forehead for soothing relief, plus finger-sized compression ice sleeves that slide onto calm, sore digits. If you need a quick headache fix or just want a cool moment while scrolling, those two are handy and low-key. Home and office hacks include a magnetic cat nightlight that lights up when it senses movement, a clip-on hook that can hold up to 22 pounds on any desk edge, and a static cling window film that adds a stained glass vibe while cutting glare. All of them stick on without drilling and keep things tidy. Finally, a few fun extras. A toast-shaped velvet pillow for a cozy seat, a sloth razor holder for the shower, and a set of glow-in-the-dark pebbles that charge by daylight and light up at night. Each of these adds a little personality without breaking the bank, and most of them are simple to install or use right out of the box. Up next, sixth from Boss Letter, the alchemy of aliveness. Stop sleepwalking. I wanted to talk to you about this idea of aliveness and how it relates to our goals. So, you know how we often set these big goals for ourselves, thinking that achieving them will bring us happiness and fulfillment? But what if I told you that's not always the case? In fact, research suggests that once we achieve our goals, we often experience a sense of disappointment and emptiness. It's like we're sleepwalking through life, chasing checkboxes instead of living in the present. This idea is actually supported by a documentary called Comedian that features Jerry Seinfeld and Orny Adams. The film shows how Seinfeld approaches his craft with a sense of curiosity and playfulness, always looking for ways to improve and stay engaged. On the other hand, Orny Adams is driven by a sense of desperation and competition, feeling like he needs to constantly prove himself to others. The contrast between these two approaches is striking, and it highlights the importance of finding meaning and purpose in our work, rather than just chasing external validation. The problem is that our culture often tells us that chasing goals is the key to success and happiness. But what if that's not true? What if the real key to living a fulfilling life is to focus on cultivating a sense of aliveness, rather than just checking off boxes on our to-do list? This means finding activities and pursuits that bring us joy and energy, and prioritizing those over our external goals. Now, I'm not saying that goals are bad. In fact, they can be really helpful for beginners or people who are just starting out. But for those of us who are more advanced, we need to be more strategic about how we approach our goals. We need to ask ourselves, what's the real purpose behind this goal? Is it just about achieving a certain outcome, or is it about cultivating a sense of aliveness and purpose? By focusing on the latter, we can create a more meaningful and fulfilling life, even if we don't achieve our external goals. And then, seventh, from Sky News Science. Could this key issue reverse the Burnham bounce? A recent study published in the journal Environmental Research found that prescribed burns, which involve intentionally setting small fires to clear vegetation, may be more effective at reducing wildfire risk than previously thought. Researchers analysed data from 15 prescribed burns in the US and found that these controlled fires reduced the risk of subsequent wildfires by 70% in the treated areas. This is significant because prescribed burns are often viewed as a high-risk strategy, and many communities have been hesitant to adopt them due to concerns about air quality and public safety. However, the study suggests that the benefits of prescribed burns may outweigh the risks, and could be a key tool in reversing the trend of increasing wildfires in the US. Next, eighth from New Atlas, Space Force invest millions in advanced threat detection flat elites. The US Space Force, the youngest branch of the country's armed forces, is investing billions of dollars in next-gen tech to expand its threat detection capabilities. Category: Space Systems, Engineering Tags, Satellite, Rocket Lab, US Space Force, Tracking, Detection. Up next, 9th, from Monga Bay. Amazon deforestation alerts fall to lowest level since 2013, Brazilian data show. The latest MP satellite alerts show the Amazon lost about 2,274 of forest from August 2025 to July 2026, roughly a third less than the year before and more than half below the 10-year average. That's the smallest figure the DETER system has recorded since it started in 2015, and the lowest level we've seen since the 2012 June 13 season. DETER is a rapid response tool that flags new clearings for enforcement, while Brazil's official PRODES data, which are higher resolution, come out a few months later. PRODES already reported the lowest loss for the year ending July 2025. And if its 2026 numbers follow DETER's trend, the official rate will be the lowest in over a decade. The drop lines up with policy shifts after President Lula returned in 2023, suggesting that stronger governance can make a measurable dent. It's a positive sign, but continued monitoring and enforcement will be key to keep the momentum going. And then, 10th, from Science Alert. Super rare humpback whale birth. Filmed by drone for the first time off the coast of Australia. A drone pilot filming migrating humpbacks off New South Wales captured a newborn whale's first surfacing, marking the first aerial footage of a humpback birth. The adult female slowed near the surf break, then a burst of red water revealed the calf emerging and taking its first breath. The pilot called in a fellow drone operator and a marine research volunteer, and they followed the mother-calf pair for several hours, noting how the newborn stayed close, struggled to clear its lungs, and kept afloat. Only 3 humpback births have been recorded before, and none with a drone, so this visual record will add rare data on early maternal behaviour. The team is now preparing the footage and observations for peer review, hoping it will shed light on the first moments of a marine mammal born underwater. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.